Chapter 5. The gray miasma that filled Academy Square was more steam than fog. It condensed on the climate-controlled coolness of the Falcon's flight deck canopy and ran down the transparasteel in long, shimmering runnels, and it was impossible to see anything outside clearly. Voodoo Hall, just 20 meters away, was a crooked gray box, and the long line of beings emerging from it were shapeless swirls in the fog. The rest of the convoy, 11 Alonji Sharmak-class troop transports arrayed at various points around the parade ground, were not visible at all. It was going to be a tough run. Maybe the toughest run Han Solo had ever made. The Sith were going to send the best pilots they had, and in the dense fog, their force abilities would more than neutralize the Haven advantage in equipment and training. The sooner the convoy ran for the safety of the Battle Dragon's turbolaser umbrella, the better its chances of survival would be. Han activated the intercom and opened a channel to the Falcon's rear freight ramp.
Are we loaded yet?
The din of a hold being loaded quickly came over the cockpit speaker. Then Leia said,
Almost, Han.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes is almost. We're working as fast as we can back here.
Well, work faster,
Han said.
I don't like this fog. Things can hide in it.
Things like us, Captain Solo,
a silky Haven voice said.
Will you stop worrying? You're beginning to show your age.
Sweetheart, you're confusing age and experience again,
Han replied, deliberately using a term that would rile a proud Haven woman like Taryn Zell.
And my experience tells me that if you don't get moving back there, we won't have a chance to hide. We've been on the ground 30 minutes already.
Leia's voice came over the speaker, sharp as a vibro knife.
Han, how many students are we collecting?
322,
Han replied. He had been over the logistics of the operation 100 times, trying to convince himself they could get it done before the Sith arrived from their not-so-secret staging base in the Kolsasan moons.
But that's only 26.8 students per transport. It shouldn't take...
And how many family members do they have?
923, Han said. It still shouldn't take...
And support staff?
1,200, give or take,
Han said.
But there were supposed to be...
And how many thousands of tons of material are we loading?
Don't talk to me about the material,
Han said.
I wanted to vape the stuff.
And replace it with what? The Academy is moving, perhaps permanently. People are going to need a place to sleep. The students are going to need training equipment. The technicians are going to need tools and parts. And we don't have the resources...
All right.
Han interrupted. He knew Leia's side of the argument as well as his own. With the GA government in the hands of the Sith, the days of unlimited funding were gone. The Jedi Order was going to need everything it could carry off of Ossus.
I just wish we didn't have to take everything.
It wouldn't be a problem if you hadn't insisted on waiting until the last minute,
Taryn pointed out.
Commander Luval wanted to start this operation 4 hours ago.
What she wanted to do was spoil Luke's play on Coruscant,
Han retorted. During the planning session, he and Luval had butted heads repeatedly, with the commander arguing that 30 minutes on the ground wasn't enough time, while Han insisted they couldn't begin the evacuation until after the Jedi had launched the attack on Coruscant.
How sure are you she isn't Sith?
Quite sure, Captain Solo.
There was a coolness in Taryn's voice that suggested she had better things to do than defend the commander's reputation.
If you don't mind, we're busy back here. Princess Leia will inform you when the cargo is stowed.